leading our news this morning, Treasurer Joe Hockey will use today's budget update to strengthen the case for tough spending cuts. The mid-year budget update is expected to show a deficit close to $50 billion for this financial year. That's $20 billion more than what was forecast during the election campaign. Police say a fatal shooting in Sydney's inner west overnight appears to be a targeted attack. Police say a 50-year-old man was shot dead in Strathfield when he answered a knock on his door. The victim was known to police. There have been violent clashes between police and protesters at the site of a freeway development in Melbourne. Protesters are opposed to a plan to build a tunnel connecting freeways in Melbourne's eastern and western suburbs. About 50 protesters have been trying to block a drilling site in the inner suburb of Fitzroy. The United Nations has launched its biggest ever appeal. It wants to raise about $13 billion, with half the money going to help the victims of Syria's civil war. The UN estimates that nearly three quarters of Syria's population will need humanitarian aid in the coming year. And a new report shows a big jump in the number of homeless people seeking help. The report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare says 244,000 people sought assistance in the past year. That's a 3% increase on the previous year.